point, the fire has just barely crossed the road. All of you are familiar with the very top of the pass. There's a big turnout there. It's so loaded with firefighters and water trucks and all of that. Some of them just dispersed out because as the fire came over the ridge, if you think towards the west, as it came over the ridge, it started spotting across the road. And the crews from Flaming Gorge and from Colorado, they just immediately dispersed. I mean, it was like they had a plan. They jumped out and they went after those hot spots on the east side of the road, and they're working on those now so they can slow it down. Right now it's burning right up to the edge of the pass, the Salt River Pass. Those of you familiar, you come up the top of the pass, big turnout there. It is burning everything to the west of that.
Wow.
In fact, I just walked over and got a couple of pictures. As you drop off the pass, if you're headed towards Cokeville, all of that down in there, that rolling country off to your right, if you're bound towards Cokeville, that is all burning and on fire. All the big stuff on the west side of the pass is burned and torched big time, and it seems to be moving in that direction. And I should credit our Aspen Fire Department. They're up here, too. They're chasing the hot spots as well and joining the Forest Service crews.
Wow. It's amazing. So you mentioned starting to spot over the road onto the east side, as you mentioned, at the top of the South Pass, Salt Pass.
Right.
Are they up to this point?
Big embers kind of just float up out of nowhere. And also, what's really a side note that's interesting, these small tornadoes whip up in the middle of the fire, just whipping and throwing out more embers. And some of those have floated across the road. Some of them have actually landed around all of us here at the top of the pass.
Up to this point, from what you can tell, does it seem like the firefighters chasing those hot spots on the east side? Can you tell if they're staying on top of it?
It appears that they've got them. It was interesting how they, as soon as they got word that it was over, somebody hollered the hot spot on the east side, and those guys bailed out of their trucks, packs on, all of them headed out in different directions, and just they're combing all that countryside that's just east of the Salt River Pass right now. And it appears that they've got everything, but it's still a long night. Impressed with these guys. They're just on it. They know what they're doing, and they're well-trained.
It's 7:55 right now on a Saturday night. Dan Dockstetter on the south end of Star Valley on site with the firefighters and reporting live from the Willow Creek fire this evening. And, Dan, I was up there myself about 4 o'clock this afternoon and talked to one of the rangers that was helping coordinate things and work the fire. And at that point, they felt like it was going to die down and they were going to keep it away from the road. But it must have really picked up in the last couple of hours. Has the firefighter said anything about it just exploding in the last couple of hours?
No, that kind of happened towards along about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Some big winds came up. I chose to thought, well, I'll just wander out. I was doing some things at the office. I'll wander out and check in with everybody. And one stop led to another, and pretty soon I was on top of the pass with everybody and watching their good work. And probably the highlight of the evening came when one of those big jet cargo planes came in here. He circled once, and everybody said, you better find a place. And I understand why now. He circled around, went back out over the Smith's Fork, came back in, followed the highway in, and he dropped a full retardant run just on the east side of U.S. Highway 89, all the way up through there to stop the fire from advancing across the highway. And I was a part of that retardant drop.
So
I want a new camera.
Well, I think you've earned it. After everything you're going through right now, I think you've earned it. Dan Dockstetter on scene right now. We're live with him on top of the Salt Pass as the Willow Creek fire continues to burn. Dan, anything else you'd like to share with us with the highway closed again right now over the south end?
No, they've been turning people back. Some people have come up from towards the Cokeville side. Obviously, they didn't have somebody down there right away, and they got turned around, including a great big truck full of brand-new cars. They've made a spot for him to get turned around and go back down. They didn't want anybody up by this fire. They were just making sure that everybody's closed out. The pass is closed in both directions, and they're on it now. And just as the sunset comes, it seems to be just a little quieter. That's just my observation, a little bit quieter. We got burning going on at the very top of the Salt River Pass, and it's now advanced down in. If you're heading down to Cokeville and you look off to your right down into that rolling country, it's burning all of that. Kind of down where the old road is, for those who are familiar with this area.
Dan Dockstetter live in the south end right now. Dan, stay safe, and we'll likely touch base in a little bit.
Thank you.
It's live on SVI Radio, Swift 98, and The Spur. And again, you can find the latest updates with some pretty incredible pictures online. You can see those at SVINews.com and on the SVI News app as the Willow Creek Fire, which began to be visible yesterday morning, as started as just a little 10-acre fire, has now exploded and forced the closure of the Salt Pass south of Star Valley. As of right now, all of the campgrounds in the area have been evacuated. Those happened last night. Roads are closed and everything up there on top of the South Pass. No homes or structures are being threatened right now. The fire continues to burn towards the south and away from Smoot and away from Star Valley. And so as far as homes go in the Star Valley area, nothing being threatened right now. The fire continues to burn to the south. Firefighters hoping it does lay down a little bit tonight with the cooler temperatures and wind dying down. We'll check back in with Dan if we're able to and get the latest. And again, South End is closed both directions right now. No estimated reopening time. We'll give you the latest details. Follow us online at SVINews.com. Got some great pictures and video of the fire and how things look right now on top of the Salt Pass. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.